Alrighty. Guess what day it is? It's Friday. And we're excited that it's Friday here at Freight Broker Live. And by we, I mean myself, because it's just me here for now. Anyway, if you are just watching this for the first time, my name is Steve Oatley. This show is called Freight Broker Live. It is the one and only freight-related podcast where we talk about what it's like to really work in the industry on the day, every single day. And yeah, today is Friday. We're going to just talk about news. We're going to talk about some of the stories that we've covered this week. We're going to try to dive into, hold on, I just messed up my sound. We're going to try to dive into the news and some of the stuff that we talked about this week. We'll open it up for a call-in show as well if people want to call in. Let me just get the music started and jump right into this bad boy. Freight Broker. I don't feel like singing today, so I'm not going to.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Still my favorite button. All right, let me just make this quiet. All right, guys, today is March 6th. It's 2:01 on the East Coast. We're going to jump right into it. We'll let people join as they keep joining, and then we'll just go into the conversation. As you can see, I'm wearing a new pullover that I received yesterday from the folks over at OTR Capital. Super ecstatic about it. I really like it. It's comfortable. And I did have to turn down the air in my house, so it was warm enough to wear it, or cold enough to wear it. Not really. It's not that heavy, so it's comfortable. Anyway, if you guys didn't know, we have a sponsor for this month. Oh, where is it? Right here. Well, yeah. Trucker Tools. So if you guys don't know who Trucker Tools are, well, they have this app, okay? That's how they started. They have an app that has 15 different tools that drivers can use. It's got truck stop locators. It's got rest area locators. It's got routing and fuel optimizers, medical examiner locations, locations of scales and weigh stations. I believe it's got CAT scale locations. It's got so much information just on that side. Beyond just all the free stuff, they also have the ability to capture proof of delivery and bill of lading for easy access, so you can scan it in. They have Book It Now loads on their application. They work with pretty much all the big brokers and have Book It Now functionality. They've got their smart capacity tool, which you can use for sourcing carriers. They got load tracking. This app literally has it all. Whether you're a broker or whether you're a carrier, you guys should download the app. They are our sponsor for the month. I will be having some interviews with some of the people over there later this month as well. So I'm excited to have them as a partner. All right. So we're just going to talk. We're going to talk some news. We're going to talk some freight. We're going to talk, I don't know. So we're going to talk about stuff. So, of course, the very first thing I have to talk about is the coronavirus. Actually, I'll talk about that later because I don't want to. Sad. The coronavirus is sad. A lot of people are sick and a lot of people are just freaking out. So the very first news story that we're going to talk about is an article I just put out. And I don't know why that's there. Anyway. A South Carolina trucking company is the first to deliver U.S. mail via emission-reducing propane autogas trucks. So this was a press release I saw early about a trucking company, McCabe Trucking. They have 27 trucks, according to Safer, 35 drivers. So most likely, these trucks have not been added to Safer yet. But it's pretty interesting. So these trucks run off of this emission-reducing propane autogas truck or autogas, like propane, essentially. They have it's funny because I talked to one of the Nestle guys that came and delivered water to my house, and he was talking about how it didn't have a really good range. Apparently, they figured out how to get these trucks to have a pretty good range. This trucking company is going to be using it to transport mail from North Carolina to South Carolina. So, And some of the facts, I didn't even know this. I don't know much about this technology, but it'll show propane autogas costs about 40% less than gasoline and 50% less than diesel. Propane fleets report savings of 30 to 50% on filters and fluids due to the clean operation. Plus, it's good for the environment. It's pretty crazy. You know, so that was one story I thought that was pretty relevant that I wanted to talk about. Another story I wrote yesterday and forgot to mention in our show yesterday was this National Labor Relations Board has ruled that Los Angeles-based drivers with intermodal bridge transport who lease trucks, our company, or lease trucks from the company, our employees. So there was a lot of confusion about this. When I originally posted it, a lot of people were like, wait, does that mean owner operators? This is specifically applied to the people that are leasing the trucks directly from the company. Now, why is it unique? Because these drivers do not have any control over where they go. They're essentially, and I talked to a couple of drivers, it seems like they rent the trucks. So they pay the actual cost for the truck. They pay all the expenses. And if they don't operate their truck, then they can rent the truck to a different driver for a day. It's kind of a unique situation. But according to Reuters, who originally talked about the article, the decision was handed down Tuesday, March 3rd, said that because the drivers lease trucks but have little control of the routes and hours they are assigned, they have little opportunity for profit or loss because they're basically being dispatched. They're being told where to go, where to pick up, when to pick up, how to get there. And because they don't have control over the profit or loss, the National Labor Relations Act, basically they meet the guidelines to fall under this act as employees. It's interesting to see what's going to happen. I don't even know if you could appeal this decision. So it's pretty interesting. It could have lasting implications for other companies that have similar programs. Intermodal Bridge is such a big company with a far reach. I think they're in 10 different markets handling drayage. So it's pretty interesting to me, and that's why I wrote the article on it. All right, so we talked about the DAT increases. We talked about those pretty much, two or three days this week. I'll go over it very, very fast, and then I will talk about the response I got from DAT yesterday. So DAT on Monday morning or Monday afternoon, they sent out emails to all their brokerage customers and said, hey, we're spending all this money on all this new innovative freight tech and all this stuff. Mr. Lampshade wants me to sing. I don't want to. Maybe later. Maybe at the end of the show. Anyway, because they're investing all this money to, and here's the thing, they have to invest all the money to be competitive in the market. You have other companies, like I wrote in the article and like I talked about yesterday. You have FreightWave Sonar, who put out this cutting edge, analytic technology, with their pricing tools and the rate analytics and where they get their information, who knows? I know a lot of it comes from DAT and a lot of it's based on contract rates. So DAT is active and all these other companies have Book It Now Book It Now functionality. Truck Stop launched their own Book It Now functionality either late last year or early this year. I don't exactly remember, but they have Book It Now functionality as well. So DAT is kind of behind in the times. They have to put out this technology. It's costing them a lot of money. Software developers and all these, brains behind these softwares are in demand right now as everyone is trying to just improve. So what they're finding out is it's expensive. So as part of their annual increase, and this is one of the things that I said, because they're increasing the rate, that's one thing. Like I said, every company should be able to up their rate every month. I have no problem with that. I think every company deserves the right to determine how much their product sells for. I don't have a problem with that. DAT could charge $500 a month. They're one of two major load boards. Are they going to lose customers if they keep raising their rates? Yeah, but they have the complete right and to do it because it's them. They've been around forever. The thing that kind of caught everyone off guard is they didn't just do like an across-the-board annual increase. What they did is they also removed all the discounts that people had. So it caused, it caused major price differences. And as we have social media and everyone focuses so much on what other people are doing, especially, you did an annual increase when price was, rates were crap. Brokers aren't really making money. Carriers aren't making money. They didn't suffer a price increase yet, but I'm sure that's going to come. So that was kind of the first like screw up for me. I wouldn't have raised the prices right now because freight's not great. So why raise the prices? Yeah, it's just weird. So Dat finally did get a comment to me yesterday. And I'm just going to read it. It said, along with our annual price increase, select promotions also came to an end. The differences in price increases from one customer to the next are due to the differences in packages, the number of users plus additional features. And then they say, if you want to learn more, you can call them. That article is on my website. So if anyone's interested, you can call them. But it's weird. Like I said, I'm a firm believer in Dat's product and Dat's load board. I don't think this was the best decision. I don't think it was smart to raise the price of a load board. That's kind of crucial to business, but I don't think it was a good time to raise the price of the load board. I mean, it's freight's rough, you know, as you know, other outlets are reporting, volatility's up, you know, there's more loads out there. The rates are eventually going to come up and it's all kind of because of the coronavirus, you know, there's a shortage of port freight. So people are able to get stuff moved and there's, you know, it's weird when you look at how everything progresses last week. A bunch of people were just saying, oh, it's going to be the end of the world. We're going to have so much. The supply chain is going to be heavily, heavily impacted. We're going to see, we're going to see an overabundance and we're going to lose capacity and companies are going to fold, all this because of the virus. And now it's not reflecting that. So now they're like, oh, we're seeing volatility. We're super excited about it. Rates are going to come up. There's a lot of trucks in the area and trucks are making money and people need to make up their mind. Like I said last month and like I said this week several times, rates are going to come up. They're coming up now. It is kind of, we just got to wait. That's the best we can do. You know, it is nothing else we can do except wait. You know, rates are going to come up. Who knows what's going to happen with this coronavirus crap? You know, we'll see. You know, I guess I'll start it off with this because I played this video the other day and you guys liked it. Some of you missed it. There's 50 people in here. This guy's YouTube. His name is Vic DiBleto, DiBleto or whatever. But I'm going to play his video because it's funny as hell. And it basically shows the fear or whatever, the mayhem that's going on with this coronavirus. So check this out.
Oh, my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta get the gloves and soap. I gotta sing happy birthday while washing my hands for 20 seconds. Whose birthday is it? They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and soap. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are there germs in here? How do I drive? Oh my God. They said the coronavirus is coming. I gotta get the gloves and the soap. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh. That pretty much just sums it up for everybody. You know, I thought it was hilarious. And you know what? The good part is so did, you know, 89,000 other people, although I probably watched it like 5 times already myself. But there's mass panic. Yesterday, there was articles, you know, written all over the place by New York City's prepping for mayhem and virus mayhem. And oh, my God, the world's going to end. And, that, you know, I've gotten messages from people that are like, hey, listen, you're not shedding enough of a light on this. This is a huge issue. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? It's a much more serious version of the flu. You know, that's the only way I could look at it. It's a much more serious version of the flu and it sucks. And hopefully we don't have more deaths, but I mean, we're going to, unfortunately, that's just going to wait the way that's going to be. Check out this. I found this today. This shows all. So we have 241 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States. We have a total of 14 deaths and 8 people of the 241 have survived or have recovered fully. So this map isn't super up to date because I know that Florida now has 4 cases. You know, Tennessee's marked in here, but you. I don't know. I mean, I would be interested to see if they put the flu over that map and then what would happen then? You know, it's interesting. Let's read some comments, and I got a little bit more news, but actually, no. So we'll talk quickly about the total. So here's the total. We have 101,583 confirmed cases worldwide, 3,460 confirmed deaths. That number, though, both of those numbers are going to increase every day until they stop increasing, you know? So it's just mass panic. You know, I even said to someone this morning on the phone, granted, I was groggy because I went to the Bruins hockey game, Bruins Panthers yesterday, and we didn't get back till like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I was tired. I ended up taking a nap this morning, slept right through my training and all sorts of fun stuff, but it's crazy. Let me read some of these comments, and then I think I got a couple more news. Well, then we'll talk about the big pileup in Wyoming. Purs Mall on Facebook said, that is the biggest load board out there. I don't think they will lose customers because of those raised prices. They could do whatever they want, LOL. No, they actually have lost customers, from what I know. I know there's been several people that have said that they've canceled their contracts. And I also know that from my contacts at DAT that it caught them off guard because the people didn't know. They knew there was going to be an annual increase. They didn't know about the differences. They didn't know that promotional rates and discounts were going to be removed. That wasn't discussed, at least with the salespeople, the ones that are actually answering the phone every day, according to the sources that I have there. So it wasn't good. That's the only thing you could say. It wasn't good. It wasn't a good choice. Do they have the right to raise the rates? Absolutely. They're doing it as part of, you know, everything costs money. You know, load boards and software and technology all cost money. It costs money to maintain, it costs money to develop, and it costs money for you guys to use it and for me to use it. It's kind of the cost of doing business, and that's what I wrote. It just sucks the way they did it. If they put it out in June, it wouldn't even have made news. I wouldn't even have talked about it, to be completely honest. The reason I'm talking about it now is because they did it in a time when freight brokers aren't really making a lot of money. Carriers aren't really making a lot of money. And if anything, I read one comment yesterday. It's like, well, you could tell this only affects brokers because brokers are getting all pissed off and bringing up, you know, making it a big deal. Well, the thing is, if you want to talk about brokers and the fact that you think a lot of people think brokers are all the time just greedy and trying to make as much money as they possibly can. If our costs go up, guess what also happens? If we have 10%, but our operating costs go up, say, $128 a month, we're going to recoup that money off of the load. That's the way it works. That's the way the industry works. It's the same thing as you. If your costs to operate for your truck go up, then you're going to need more money to pay. So I don't know. I mean, I get that they raised the rate. They didn't do it at an appropriate time for me, you know, to ever be okay with it. They have the right to, you know, as someone else said, you know, I'm not going to meddle in their business decisions. I'm just going to meddle in the fact that it affected mine and all the other brokers that I know. So that's it. Jack Atkins said they have a cure. What is a year away? No, they don't. They think they have a cure. And the thing about when you talk about human genome and all those testing and all that stuff, there's several steps they have to do in order to put out a cure. The first needle poke is still half a year away. That means the first time they inject it into a human to see if it actually works is 6 months away. Look how quickly it's spread and what short time we've been, you know, paying attention to it. You know, it's spreading like crazy. Who knows what will happen? I think really it's just going to cause mass panic. I'll be honest, I'm slightly one of those mass panickers. One, because I just don't like volatility and, you know, my neighborhood and people freaking out over stupid crap. And secondly, both of my kids have asthma. They have, you know, issues breathing and all that stuff. This directly it heavily affects the respiratory systems in people that have compromised respiratory systems. Both of my kids do with asthma, you know, so that makes me a little bit nervous about it. But the only thing we could do is tell them to wash your hands. But if any of you guys have kids, that's a task in itself. Yesterday, we're at the hockey game, my older son and I, and he's freaking touching everything. And I'm like, stop touching stuff. Like, don't. Someone coughs, I want you to run away. Like, seriously, you know, it had me a little bit nervous. But the Bruins won in overtime, so it made it all better. And then I was tired as hell driving home. Fran said, Steve is okay, whatever. I'm not even reading your comments anymore, buddy. Wayne Campbell said, they are the oldest, which makes them stuck in their ways. The app is okay, but desktop is crap. Their actual biggest problem. No, not really. I guess it depends on which way, how you use it. If you is it glitchy? Yeah, I'll admit it's a glitchy load board. I think it's glitchier than Truck Stop. It has more downtime than Truck Stop. But for someone, you know, me, I've used it for 15 years, you know, and that's the thing about when you use something, you become accustomed to it. They have new features and they have new rate analytics and they have new tools that are going to come out just like all other software. When I started using that, I used the download. We used to download it. It would be on our desktop. That's why I still like that power. And my experience with logistics has pretty much revolved around the DAT load board. So I think it's a good load board. If I was in control of the load board, I'd just get away with the whole like pay extra to get loads in real time, all that crap. Cause it's a gimmick basically, you know, and I just have one price, you know, you want the load board. Okay. Here's $40 a month. You want the rate analytic crap that they add. That's another $100 a month. You want, and just add it like that. Don't give discounts. If you're just going to pull the discounts, it doesn't really make sense. You know, that's my opinion, but Microlithic said New York has 33 confirmed. Yeah, that number's skyrocketing every single day. You know, you have that one attorney's family, I think it was, and he is infected him. You know, obviously he was infected himself, but his whole family got sick and they've all tested positive. Both of his kids went to different schools, so they closed the schools. I guess there was an associated family also that got sick, and then they have people that traveled out of the country. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. We got a lot of comments here. Fluent Pecker said, more people have won more than $10,000 from the lottery than caught the coronavirus in the U.S. No, that's true. But again, we're early on. You know, and there's so much speculation out too, because the CDC pulled the amount that they're actually testing. That used to be made available on the CDC website. Now it's gone. A congressman gave the reason for it, but I forgot, so I don't even know. But a lot of people are like, oh, they're doing that because they don't have any tests, which they do have a shortage of the tests, but they're basically doing it. The reporting is done instead of on a federal level where they're delayed. Now it's supposedly going to be done on the state level. When it's going to be updated, who knows? But it's crazy. Wayne Campbell said there's two cases in Nevada. That sucks. Garrett Morrison on Facebook said, weights first. Okay. The GOAT on YouTube said, Colorado is infected now. You might want to check in on Anthony. Yeah. I talked to him yesterday when I got this sweatshirt. It's hot as hell. I'm going to lose it when I play the commercial because it's too damn hot to wear it, to be honest. But it's nice and comfortable. H. Davis, 93, said 101 out of 5 billion people. It's not that bad, in my opinion. Exactly. I mean, it is what you take. It is what you make of it. Me, personally, I'm not super worried about it. I'm more worried about the consequences of people acting crazy because of it. So I'm worried about people just being stupid. People running around in the street like, oh my God, we're going to have zombies. Or, I mean, where I live. And here's a real reason. I live in Florida. Every single day, there's some news story about some crazy person in Florida. So I'm more nervous about just going out in public here in Florida than I am about catching the coronavirus. But if the coronavirus also infects those same type of nutbags that are out there, then I have something to worry about. Microlithic said Truck Stop is not the best alternative to DAT. There is no other alternative to DAT, in my opinion. I think DAT is above Truck Stop because I'm mostly a dry van broker. And when I was a carrier, I was definitely a dry van carrier. So To me, it's the better load board of the two. I think it's quicker. It responds faster. The truck stop load board, granted, they've made in the past year, truck stop has tried very hard to catch up with their new, like when you actually post a load out, the system is a little bit better and it's less glitchy than what it was before. But for me, I think the DAT load board is the better of the two load boards. All the other load boards don't matter to me because there aren't any other load boards that are at that level. You know, you have broker boards, which is fine, but they're broker boards, so it's not the same. And then you have third-party boards, which are just sourcing their excess freight from truck stop and from DAT through API feeds and all that stuff. So, again, preference in load boards is kind of based on opinion and what you know and like about them. Persmall said, I just love when a broker picks up the phone when you call about a load, doesn't say anything, and puts you on hold for 8 minutes and later and disconnects after 10 minutes hold, tells you the load is covered, buddy. Yeah, unfortunately, if you post a load where it's coming in from a good area, you know, like my phone system, if we have a call queue, so if a phone call for a posted load comes in, it'll ring out to all 10 agents. It's not like it's just, you know, so hopefully I don't have to put you on hold. But if I do put people on hold, it saves it depending on the line, and that's the way I answer. So if someone's on hold, I've had people on hold for 4 or 5 minutes waiting for a load, and then, you know, if I book it with the first truck, I'm not going to hang up on every single person. They're going to answer, especially if I post like a Jersey to Cali or Cali to Jersey. As soon as I post a load, I'm going to get 5 million phone calls from it. So you got to expect to be put on hold depending on where your lane is. But, you know, and if the load's covered. I mean, we can't complain about little stuff like that. You know, in the transportation industry, there's so many things that are a much bigger deal than, you know, being on hold for a few minutes. Because you also, here's the crazy part, and this is probably going to blow your mind a little bit, Persmall, whatever, is you have the power to hang up the phone. So if you don't like the fact that you're being on hold for 10 minutes, hang up the phone. And then you're not going to be on hold for 10 minutes, right? Whatever. Franz said greedy brokers. All right, bro. All right. Let me see. God, there's a lot of comments. Robert Bub Burge said, bro, 128 extra operating costs. I value your opinions, but please, for God's sake, don't say you need to make more. Your costs go up $128. Well, again, that was an example. You understand what I'm saying, I think. That's, for example, if your operating costs go up $128 a month, and guess what? You are going to account for that $128 because you're not doing it right. Does a broker have to worry about $128 a month increase in all reality? Is it going to break their back? No. But it's still, you know, I don't discount anybody being affected by anything. That's not what the show is built about. Wayne Campbell said, this is for multiple drivers, not one. I may have missed your comment, buddy. Oh, if you're talking about load boards, I don't know. Wayne, you can clarify what you're saying if you want. Phone number is down below. You're welcome to call in if you would like as well. Oh, where did I have this? Hold on. I got to fix something on my screen so I can see when people call in. So, yeah, if you want to call in, you're welcome to dial that number and call in. Just keep it professional the best that you can. I don't care about swearing. I just care about being an idiot on the phone to any callers. Just be professional when you call in. Persmall said on Facebook, Steven, you need to start inviting gusts, like gusts of wind to your show, like Joe Rogan. Invite some CEO of a big brokerage here. Hehe. Yeah, I mean, possibly, but I make the show in my living room. So we do have phone calls and stuff. But again, I'm super opinionated and I'm not the most personable person. So sometimes it's easier just to talk. I do have guests scheduled for the month of March. Several guests, actually. And then we'll have more. If there's a relevant topic that people want to talk about, then we'll talk about it. Purs, you can call in if you would like. You know, be a guest on the show that way. T. Collins on YouTube said $300 a month on load boards. Yeah. I mean, the load board costs, even if you're paying $300 for DAT Power Office and you're paying, you know, $150 or whatever the hell it is for truck stop, those costs can be made up in two loads, three loads booked. we don't have operating expenses like carriers. That's the thing that all brokers have to remember. Yeah, you could be pissed that your rate went up, and you can complain about it. I mean, hell, I'll complain about it. You know, if and this goes with every trucker out there, because I guarantee if your rate went up $128 a month, you're going to bitch about it. Whether or not you can cover that difference, you're going to complain about it because it's just the principle of the matter. That's kind of where I'm going with this. It's more about the principle than it is of being pissed off that the rate, you know, that it's going to break your back. Mike Jamie said, have I seen the new show? It's a good show, not quite as good as yours. Yeah, I've been in that room, buddy. It's very, very small, and there's no air in it, so it's hot. But and I haven't listened to that show, so I try to. Yeah, no, not going there, buddy. Nice try. Roman Britschka said, the users that canceled that load board, where'd they go? Besides truck stop, there isn't really any alternative. See, I don't know. It's one of the questions I ponder too. You know, there's been talk about trying to create their own load boards, and then you have a capacity issue. This is why load boards can raise their rates, because you can't supplement the load board. So you can't go from DAT to a, you know, a small load board. It's not going to work like Joe Blow's load board. Because you're not going to have the viewers. You're not going to have the amount of people that look at every single time the website crashes. How many people are like, oh my God, the load board's down again. The world's ending. That's because they rely on the load board to find freight. If you go to a load board that nobody's heard about, they're not going to use it. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people mention broker boards and kind of use the term load board and broker board interchangeably. They're not, because a broker board is just the loads for that one particular broker. There's a lot of, you know, because my article has spawned a lot of conversation about it. So a lot of people are like, hey, what do you think about, or do you think if we have our own load board, we'll be successful? And my answer is no. It's the same thing that you look at all these people that are developing all these cell phone apps. You have our sponsor, Trucker Tools, which has all these features in one. It's like 15 apps in one, but you have other people that complain about app overload because they have to get one app to do navigation, one app for ELD, one app for bills of lading. That's in all reality. That's probably why Trucker Tools is so successful, because they put all those tools and those resources in one app. So you don't have app overload. We're going to have like load board overload, because I know probably 10 or 15 different, like, Book It Now, type marketplaces that are on the market right now that are going to be coming out in the near future. And are they good? I mean, maybe some of them, you know, there's some that are definitely better and have a lot more potential than other ones, but it kind of all depends on what you like. But yeah, but Roman Tance, yeah, there's no difference. Mike said, I touched on this before, but did you get any good information on Facebook groups about trucking brokering? I look for sales tips and strategies. Most of what I've seen on theirs is complaining. No, not on social media. There's not. I mean, occasionally you can get like a grain. Yeah, like you can get just a little bit. You just got to weed through all the crap. You know what I mean? You just got to read through it all. But, and then you'll find it. Garrett said, oh gosh, hold on, let me go through all this stuff. I was way behind in the questions. All right, so Mike said, freight was slow for you this week. Was it slow for us? I don't know, to be honest. I haven't moved freight this week. I know my agents have, but I don't know how much. I know we've been slow. Like my settlement that I got for being an agent, granted, we had some like chargebacks, something I had to fix because we screwed up. One of the agents screwed up on loads. So we had a little negative balance that we had to fix. So the amount that I paid, or that I was paid this week, was nothing. It was very low. The lowest I've ever made as an agent. So freight's down. But I mean, it's going to come back sooner than later, I think. Nick Differ said, what happens on a hot load region? I don't know what you mean. Garrett said, you think it's preference, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Nick, I don't know what you mean. What happens on a hot load region? You'll have to clarify that, buddy. Mark Daughtry on Facebook said, it seems like this virus has spread more than the swine, bird flu, SARS, or I'm just paying too much attention to mainstream media. I mean, without getting too political, I think that is the push behind this whole thing. Is because, look at, there's nothing else to report. It's why, like, in media, you report on negative things. They're trying to make this the most negative thing as possible. And it causes mass panic. It's the same thing with writing that trucking companies are closing every single day. That's the whole sole goal of it, is just to try to instill fear and panic. And it's working. I mean, look, you know how many days this week we've gotten a call home from school about some emergency preparation plan for the coronavirus? Every single day. Do you know how many days it's changed, but yet they're still calling every day? None. They've said the same thing every single time. The majority of the news articles are all the same. Yes, the amount is increasing. Of course it's going to increase. We're just discovering it. It's just coming out. You got people in Florida that aren't going to the hospital because they're only exhibiting small symptoms. They're not experiencing it. They're not hospitalizable. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. Richard said, did YouTube just crash? Nope, just for you, buddy. And that killed the feed saying you shouldn't have razor rates. YouTube, oh, maybe it did go down. I don't know. My bad. Right lane said, oh, maybe it went down. I'll upload the video afterwards because I didn't see my stream stop. So I don't know how long it was down. You'll have to just watch this on replay if that's the case. But yeah, phone lines are active. If anyone wants to call in, 914-803-4008. 914-803-4008. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this major accident in Wyoming. So you guys probably saw, I'm going to play it. It's about a minute and a half, but I'm going to play a video that shows this accident. I'm going to turn down the sound because the lady just screams through it and it's kind of annoying, but I'll just say discretion is advised. It shows the accident. It shows everything. So just watch it, and I'll be back in a second.
Yo, I don't think we're gonna be able to make it.
No, we are.
We're gonna make it.
Yo, when I call,
make it, but we're gonna.
Actually, I'm just gonna mute the sound because I don't really want to listen to it either. But. This is bad driving. I'll go through my experience after, but I mean, the video lasts for about a minute and a half, and it just shows all these trucks just continuing to come and to hit. And we'll talk about some of the comments in the videos. This is a bad one. These next two trucks, and you see the two drivers of the straight truck, they're out of their truck, which is good. So not this next one, but there's the next one. They come in fast and they come in hard right there. They come in fast. And then this next truck that hits too flies in there. I mean, it's crazy, really, when you think about it and you think about accidents and all that. And for people who don't know, I was involved in a major pileup just like this in the middle of winter. It was in Indiana or Illinois or something like that. I don't remember where it was. It was 3 or 4 years ago. It was in one of the I states, Illinois or Indiana. And it was late. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm driving. And Nick, there's an article that I put out this morning. So you could see it. It's under the weather tab and you could see it. But this has to do with that same accident that I put the other video up earlier in the week with the driver walkthrough after that was done. A lot of people commented on CB use and how a lot of this could have probably been prevented if people used a CB. There was one driver who commented on the original video I posted that has like 16,000 views. the original video from a couple of days ago, and he said drivers were using their CB. The problem is not everyone actually even had it on. Some people don't even have it. You know, there's a lot of like bigoted stuff that people say. I'm not going to mention any of that crap on this, but it shows you about training, and it shows you about just the industry. You know, when I was in a pileup like that, I stopped before. We came up over a curve, and I was heavy. I don't know why, but I was able to stop before impact, and I was hot shotting. So I had a all wheel drive or four wheel drive truck, and it was already in four wheel drive because it was horrible. You know, the weather was horrible. I always drive slow, but all you guys know, when you're driving, you see these people that are flying down next to you. These 18 wheelers just flying by. See those sound effects? They're gold, but just going entirely too fast. I've heard drivers say, "Well, I could do that. We're up higher, so we don't get a lot of the bounce back from the road or whatever." And it's the stupidest thing ever because you can't stop. Yeah, you could drive and you could see what you're doing a little bit better than a four wheeler, but you can't stop. It takes you longer to stop anyway on good conditions. What do you think happens when it's bad? But absolutely. Nick said, you've never driven, but it sounds like you're driving blind in weather like that without a radio. You absolutely are. And there's a lot of people, too, that were critical of the people for recording. They're like, well, why didn't they go further? Because they were stopped. There was an accident on the other side of the road as well. Because the kicker is, there wasn't just accidents there. This is why every single one of those drivers, it did something wrong in my book, because every single one of those drivers saw all the other spun off vehicles before they got to that pileup, because there's been reports that there were tons of them on I-80. There were tons. You know what I do when I see trucks and cars all flipped off of the road and stuck in ditches and all that stuff? I get my butt off of the road or at least I slow down. Granted, the road was probably frozen over, so there was no way to stop them. But I get off of the radio. I get off of the road. When I was in the big pileup that I was in, I stopped. I looked behind me. I saw another truck, an 18-wheeler, that came, and he avoided myself in the pickup truck with two little Spanish guys in it. And they sat there, and they're like, oh, my God, yelling at me in Spanish, thinking that it was funny as hell. And I look in the mirror, and I see a jackknife tractor trailer just coming behind me, and he's wiping out all the cars. I was already in four-wheel drive. I drove my truck and trailer into the woods, over the snowbank, off of the highway, into the woods, in between trees. And I sat there, and I called my wife, and I said, holy cow. Actually, I didn't say holy cow. I bawled like a baby because I almost died, and eight people died in that accident. So that was a massive pileup. You know, it's crazy. It's sad. Use your CBs. Everyone has a CB radio in your damn truck. Keep it on, especially if you're driving in inclement weather. Keep your CB radio on, because you know what people were doing, according to the other drivers who were in the accident and had the CB? Do you know, and had their CB on? They were telling them, hey, there's a massive car accident in front of you. You guys need to stop. You know, that's why. Yeah. And see, Roman, that is a problem. Is people spam. Just like yesterday on the YouTube channel, everyone started spamming this. People do that and they take advantage of certain things. You know, Armando said you can only drive at the speed you see ahead. Using CB radios to avoid this is stupid. No, because CB radios have a frequency of, depending on what kind of transistors and everything, you would have known 2 hours or 5 to 10 miles in advance that there was a big, massive pileup and trucks crashed. They're using them aren't stupid. Driving in the bad weather like that is stupid. You shouldn't have been driving in the bad weather. But it is what it is. Yeah, Mike said that was mess. No, they were laughing. They were laughing at each other. They had a nervous laugh because the way it was a two-lane highway, and I'm sitting here in the slow lane. They slid. They weren't driving straight. They slid, and I think they were like impressed that they missed my trailer, and they stopped right next to the cab of my truck. I rolled down my window to be like, "You guys are idiots because you were going way too fast." I saw their headlights, so I knew they were coming pretty quick. And they started just like it was like a nervous giggle. If you've ever heard that, that's what they were doing, but they didn't speak any English. And then the other tractor trailer came and it wasn't a full breakdown lane in the center median. So he like kind of, I can't describe it. He basically came down sideways and kind of sat there sideways, kind of off of the thing. And when the jackknife truck came, it was a cab over, this tells how long ago. It was a cab over car hauler. So when he came, he matted the back of that tractor trailer, the one that was kind of parked on the break end with the front, and his rear end just wiped out everything, wiped out those Spanish guys' trucks, wiped out all the cars in front, because he came over that hill, and I swear to God, he must have been doing 70 miles an hour. And he locked it up, he jackknifed and lost control. And he must have, if I didn't drive off of into the woods, he would have went, it would have been the end, you know, because he creamed a lot of people, you know, and it took me a lot. I'll be honest, bro. Like that was kind of it for me driving in a truck, to be honest. You know, now I get nervous and I'm in Florida. If any of you guys have ever driven in Florida when it decides to just be a super sunny day and all of a sudden it just starts downpouring for no reason whatsoever, and it's the hardest rain you've ever seen. I remember the first day I was driving back from Boca Raton, Florida, where I was working when we first moved here, and I'm driving back up and this rain hits and I slow down to like 5 miles an hour. I got my hazards on. I'm doing everything like I'm supposed to. I'm trying to find a place to pull over on the interstate, and I'm getting passed. My car's doing like 50 and there's no way they see where they're going. There's no way. Ralph on YouTube said CB should be mandatory in all trucks. I agree. John Moore said there's another video of a driver getting out of the truck and getting hit. Oh, God. Oh, after getting hit, he was skating down the road in sneakers. Yeah, I mean, it's bad, dude. It's bad. People drive like idiots, you know? In all reality, people passed away because of that. Three or five people. I think I initially reported that it was five because that's what the people on the ground were saying. And then the Wyoming said confirmed three deaths and like 50 injured. So it was massive, you know, but they shouldn't, you know. Armando Arena on YouTube, you said, why would they be driving at that speed if they don't know what's ahead of them, whether they have a CB or not? Exactly. They shouldn't, you know. I don't know. That road shouldn't even be open. There's been that road in that same section has been closed 60 times since October because of it, because of accidents, because of the wind drifts. That's essentially what it is. The wind, it's flat. So the wind is just drifting all the snow and ice and all that into the area. Ryan Johnson said, but then again, if everyone needs to speak English, if they have CBs, well, that's another problem. Or why don't we just, you know, be super liberal about it and say, no, all the English speakers have to go out and learn other languages. I'm just kidding. Don't hate me. That's a joke. But yeah, there's the only solution for it is get your truck off of the road. If the weather's that bad and you can't see where you're going in front of you, get your truck off of the road. And then none of this stuff happens and people live. You know, it's just it. Right lane said that lane is super dangerous this time of year and the rates suck going through there. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. John Moore said there should be a button or something that sounds a tone if a truck collision happens within the radius of the CB. Someone could make a fortune. I mean, but then again, people don't have their CBs on because you go to a truck stop and you're inundated by BS conversation. You know? I remember one time I was pulling something down the road. I forgot what it was. I think I had a hot rod on the back of my trailer, and I'm riding down the road, and I think it was a Ford Hotshot, and I was pulling it with my Dodge, Ford Hot Rod, and I was pulling it with a Dodge, and these drivers didn't know I had a CB in my truck. And they literally talked about that truck, and we were all driving together, but they talked about that truck for like a mile or for like an hour and a half, just talking about it. And they're like, man, I had one of those trucks when it was brand new. And this truck was like a 40s truck. They're like, yeah, I had one and I used to be on the farm in Oklahoma. And to me, that's entertainment. I mean, I like talk radio and stuff like that. So I've got a CB in my car, you know, a handheld one, but I keep it just for the safety. If I'm driving, you know, and, you know, we have phones now, so it's a little bit different, but I don't know. John Moore, yeah, I already read your comment. Politics, right, Lane said, politics. Yeah, I try not to get political. People all the time ask me, like, how come you don't get political? Why don't you talk politics? Why won't you talk about ELDs? And why won't you talk about this? Talk about ELDs plenty. But I'm not going to talk politics on this show. So, because I don't want to offend anybody, and I just don't want to do that bandwagon. So I try not to do it. Every now and then it slips out, but try not to. Plus, then when my wife listens, the only episode she hears is the one that I'm talking about politics. Go figure that one out. But yeah, so that article, that video was hairy. It just shows you how bad some people are. Oh, you guys remember that accident in January in Pennsylvania on the Pennsylvania Turnpike where the bus driver was apparently driving a bus with 60 passengers like a complete bonehead, driving entirely too fast. He lost control, crashed, flipped over, and then he was hit by a FedEx and a UPS truck, I think. 6 people were killed. Well, the very first lawsuit in that fatal accident was filed either yesterday or this morning. I don't remember. I didn't write an article on it. But I do have a little bit that I was going to read about it that I forgot. So 2 brothers from New Jersey who were aboard the tour bus that crashed on the Pennsylvania Turnpike in Westmoreland County in January, killing 5 people and injuring 60, filed a civil lawsuit Thursday, so yesterday, against the bus company. The suit alleges negligence, negligent hiring, and other grossly negligent conditions that violated state and federal transportation laws, rules, and regulations. I can almost with 100% certainty say that this is not going to be the only lawsuit we're going to see because of this. You know, it's just sad. You know, they'll get a big verdict, and the guy deserves it. He broke his neck. The story with these 2 brothers is one of the brothers was moving to Ohio. So he jumped on the bus. He got a brand new apartment. He was going to get the apartment. He was going to look for a job. He had a whole life ahead of him. And now he's in a rehabilitation center. He can't walk. He can't use his limbs. He's severely injured because one bus driver didn't know how to do his damn job. And I guess hit a curve on the Pennsylvania Turnpike at like 85 miles an hour and lost control of the truck. You know, it's sad. It's sad. It's just another one of those things you hear about. You know how many of these there are every single day of fatal truck accidents where either truck drivers were at fault or a truck driver was killed? A lot of it's attributed to just people not knowing how to drive a truck. You know, it's just sad. You know, it's just sad. I don't like reporting on that kind of stuff. You know, I want to report on the good things. Unfortunately, sometimes there's not. If you look at my article count this week, there's not that many. And the reason is because it wasn't that many good things to report about. You know, even the stuff I did report on wasn't super great either. You know, but got to do it. This is what I do for a living now. So Armando Arena said, so what's the channel to tune to alert for everyone or just go to all channels alerting? I don't know. I think it's channel 12 if you're trying to get in touch with police, and channel 19 if you are trying to just talk. Like if I was in an accident, I'm not going to be messing with channels. I'm going to be on 19, which it's normally on, and I'm going to get on and be like, "There's a freaking accident ahead," and to do whatever I can to get everyone to stop or at least slow down and pay attention to the road. Is it 12 or is it 8 or 9? I don't remember. One of those channels is the police, but I've never actually used it. That's the only thing I remember from people telling me. It's a highway patrol monitored channel. But then again, if nobody uses CBEs anymore, maybe highway patrol doesn't even monitor their channels anymore. So who knows? Everyone's got cell phones. You know, the CB was prevalent when people didn't have cell phones. Now everyone has cell phones and listen to podcasts and do all that. Flutenpecker said police is 9. Gotcha. But yeah, like I said, I didn't remember which one it was, either 8 or 9. Breaking news. in your Facebook. Let's see if it is actually breaking news. That's cool. We'll send text messages while I'm making a live video. Hopefully it's real breaking news. When I'm streaming, it doesn't work. The computer doesn't work that great. All right, hold on. Yeah, it's... What? Yeah, I don't know. That's not breaking news. You sent me something saying in one little county. Oh, I see what you're saying, because it's breaking news for that county, yeah. So, Right Lane sent me a message saying that the breaking news in Grant County is that a positive test for the coronavirus was incorrect, and it's false. It's not positive, but that is breaking news, Accord. Everyone's freaking out about it. Think about it. It's getting them clicks. It's getting them reads. It's, you know, people are talking about coronavirus every single day because it's getting them contact. Flute and Pecker said most CBs have a quick hit button for channel 9. Yeah, I think mine does too. I don't remember, because like I said, I've never used it to call them. And to be honest, you know when the last time I pressed like the mic button on a CB was? When I drove truck. I don't even know if the battery's in the one I haven't, because I've got a handheld one in my car. I don't even know if it's good. Because I don't use it. You know, I'm just like everybody else. Channel 19 is common. Channel 4 is usually for those who say hablo espanolo or whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. You know, just guys, if you're out there driving and you're driving truck and you're driving in the bad weather, pull over and stay safe. Because as you see, all these trucks that crashed in this video, they didn't. Yeah, a lot of them stopped. There was an accident and it happened. But, you know, they were hit by other people who weren't paying attention. Now, could a CB have prevented it? If everyone had it on, maybe. You know, if they want to, that's something they should do. You know, because people are getting tickets for having headphones in when they're driving down the highway. That happened in Pennsylvania or Ohio or something. I wrote an article on it, actually, where they're pulling over trucks for listening to headphones or both ear, two-ear headphones, because you can only have one ear. You have to have one open. Like, some of these CB radios have Bluetooth technology. Anyway, there was one CB radio we had in one of my trucks that the Bluetooth was better than what it is in my car. Granted, this was years ago, but the Bluetooth tech was better, meaning that it sounded a lot clearer. When I would talk in my car, you barely could understand what the hell I was saying. Actually, at that time, I had a truck. You could barely understand what I was saying. This guy driving a semi, and the CB radio from the Bluetooth, and then we had it with an aux cable into the speakers of the vehicle itself, the truck itself. It worked perfect, you know, but a lot of them have it on it. You know, if you could look it up. You know, I had a couple of them in the store on my website before I took the store down. But, you know, just get a CB and keep it on. If anything, if you're tired and you're looking for entertainment, turn it on. You're going to get some, depending on where you are. You're going to get people talking about random ass crap. You know, you get a bunch. You know what it's like? It's like Facebook, except everyone's tougher on the CB because they, I don't know why. But that's what it's like, because on Facebook, everyone's a tough guy. Everyone knows everything, and the same thing is that way on CB radio. But I thought about making a jab at somebody else, but I'm not going to. Not going to. But I'll just say there's no such thing as a Jack break. It's a Jake break. You know who you are. Anyway. Armando Arana on YouTube said, at least, I don't know what you're talking about. Ralph Floto said, it's like doing pre-trips and post-trips to make sure the truck is in good mechanical condition. Yeah. You guys know, I'm not, I'm preaching to the choir here, but if it's bad weather and it's too dangerous to drive, pull your truck over and just stop. You know what I mean? Yes, if you're stopped on the side of the highway and someone crashes into the back of you, it seems like a lot of times now that you're also getting fined or even, you know, charged. There was one driver that pulled over He didn't pull over for weather related. He pulled over for whatever the reason is on the side of the road, and a four wheeler hit him in the back. And I think the passenger of the four wheeler passed away, and they charged the truck driver with, you know, manslaughter, you know, or whatever they charged him, vehicular homicide, because he pulled his truck over. It would have been great if he said he pulled his truck over because he was doing a mandatory 30 or something. So it would have gave something to try to repeal these hours of service and all that stuff. But Right Lane said Colorado is still coronavirus free after two suspected patients' tests came back negative. Gotcha. Now I get it. David Quacklebaum said West Memphis just got my nightgown ready for bed. Gotcha. I don't know what the hell that means, but. You're talking about CB talk. Yeah, there's a lot of, it's a lot of funny conversation. Anyway, guys, hey, it's 3 o'clock on a Friday. Hopefully this weekend, I'll say it, but that means I'm going to break some news this weekend, but hopefully I get a weekend where I don't have to do anything. Tonight, I will not be doing anything. Tomorrow, I'll be working anyway. You know, I'll be working as much as I can and trying to get some of this, these products built that I'm working on the back end of the software, because I got a June 1st release date. But yeah, if you haven't watched any of my podcasts or listened to the podcast on iTunes or Google, or just hell, just search for Freight Broker Live in your favorite podcast player, do it, because I have hundreds of hours of me talking and talking about the industry and talking about different things. Got a bunch of YouTube videos as well. Make sure that you guys hit the little bell on the website, which you should be able to see now. Oh, it's not showing, but normally it'll show like down here somewhere. It'll say like you're subscribed. It'll be a bell over here. It's not showing on this website, but you can click on that and then get notices when I send them out. I only send them out for breaking news. I don't send it out for every single article. I don't send newsletters out for every single article like some of these other guys do. I only send it when it's something that's really important that I think everyone needs to read. Stay tuned for Monday's episode. You guys have a good day. Have a great weekend. Drive safe. Have fun. We'll see you later.